بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The misconception that we're going to discuss today vis-a-vis Islamic dietary directives is the notion that there are some Muslim brothers who believe that, of course, selling and purchasing items which are prohibited, edibles in particular, this is something which cannot be thought of. A Muslim cannot buy or sell liquor. He cannot indulge, for example, in any trade or any business which involves these prohibited edibles. But there are Muslim brothers who think that if such trade and such businesses are done with non-Muslims, then there is no harm in it, because for these edible items, they are not prohibited for these non-Muslims. So therefore, if we indulge in trade and business for such non-Muslims, it would be okay. Now, in order to understand this misconception, it is imperative that we understand that these prohibitions primarily in Islam are the basis of these prohibition is that they cause moral misconduct in the person. They are instrumental in affecting his tazkiyah, his purification, and so therefore it has been prohibited that a Muslim should consume certain edible items. For example, the meat which is slaughtered such that the name of God is not taken on it. Similarly, liquor and similarly pork, all these things have been forbidden in Islam because primarily these are the things which affect the purification of a Muslim. And since this is a universal issue, since this is a moral issue, so Muslims must be very careful. They cannot be selective in this regard. They cannot say that since these things have not been forbidden for non-Muslims, so therefore it is okay to indulge in trade and business of these items or these edibles with non-Muslims. No, it is not. Simply, as I said, because whatever is forbidden on the basis of morality, on the basis of purification of a human being, this is applicable to all. All people are included in its circle of application. So therefore, Muslims have to be very careful. They must not take this plea that since these edibles have been allowed or they have been deemed to be allowed by non-Muslims, so therefore they can indulge in trade and business with these non-Muslims. No, sir, they cannot. Simply because, as I said, this prohibition in Islam is based on something very, very important. It is based on the purification of one's inner self. And these prohibitions, since they are moral in nature, they cannot be selective. We cannot say that these prohibitions are merely prohibited, these edibles are merely prohibited for Muslims, so therefore if we indulge in trade regarding non-Muslims, it would be okay. Islam has a universal message for all. Something which is wrong for its own followers, is also wrong for others. If the basis of this wrong thing is morality, is purification of oneself. It's like saying that we have to be selectively honest, for example, with Muslims, and if the situation arises, we can be dishonest with non-Muslims. Of course, this would again be a wrong conclusion. So just as we cannot be selective in morality between Muslims and non-Muslims, we should also not be selective in this particular aspect. So therefore, we can say, very safely say, that Muslims should not take this plea at all, and they should not indulge in any business which involves prohibited edibles and taking the plea that these prohibited edibles are allowed for or non-Muslims. As I said, this is a very, very wrong attitude, and Muslims should in no way adopt this attitude. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.